All right, how long gone? We're in the motherfucking building. I'm coming to you live from beautiful Atlanta, Georgia. Jason, how are you?
I forgot, you're in ATL, ho.
Yeah, I'm in ATL, ho.
It's lock the gates. He's in ATL, ho. What's going on? What's going on?
It's the most beautiful time of year in the South. It's the weather is perfect. I have the windows down in the rental Tacoma. As I drive around town listening to, I've been listening to a lot of Sunday Real Estate and Texas is the Reason. And really surprised how both hold up so well.
Okay, well, don't bury the lid. You ain't driving American down there in Texas?
I had so many.
You ain't driving American?
I'm not in Texas.
Might as well be, same fucking diff, right?
There are plenty of options of trucks, mm-hmm. and some of them, honestly,
I'm not hating. I'm a Tacoma stan.
Some of them were just too big. This is too much truck. But the Tacoma, I don't really like it.
Size queen.
To be honest, I don't know why people like love it. Like why this car is like hard to get. It's fine.
Because it's very reliable. I mean, it's stupid now, but an old one is sick as hell.
Yeah, but I think it's
all
like
cars
hard.
Looks goofy.
I think it's hard to like buy one because they're sold out because they're so popular. But I don't. They're fine.
Fully loaded Tacoma. Good luck, brother.
Good luck. It's also like $100,000.
Costs twice as much as a Land Rover.
Yeah.
Costs as much as a Land Cruiser or a 4Runner.
I mean, Land Cruisers are the ultimate fucking Patagonia flat brim aspirational Rivian
easy,
guy.
Easy, mate. Easy.
I'm sorry. It's true. It's a rough, especially if you get that.
So are you
green.
Down there in Texas for jury duty? Why are you touching down in hometown?
No, I'm just here to hang. No real reason. Just want to hang. Gonna see some friends. Got a shirt made at Sid Mashburn today. Things are looking up.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay. That's fun, man.
Yeah. Just having fun, bro. I'm just kicking the tires. Honestly, couple weeks in New York really takes.
How long are you there till?
Just till Monday.
By the way, sorry.
Just till Monday.
Yeah, you should bop over to Houston on Sunday. It's so close, right? Come hang out at a pool party with me.
To be clear, once again, I'm in Georgia, not Texas. And I don't think that I wanted to come to your pool party, and you were kind of like, oh, I'm just going to be in and out. Don't worry about it, because I'm a known Houston lover.
I know.
But you're not going to have that much time there.
Yeah, as an entrepreneur, I'm here to 10X my rev, and I don't have time to go to your free little museums or whatever. I got to get back and start.
Yeah, you got to get back and go to
pumping
the
up,
go
pumping to my gains.
Go to the beach with your dogs in the middle of the day. That's I know you're
I didn't
slammed.
The dogs did not go to the beach. Okay,
I thought the whole point of having dogs was to take them to places like that.
I mean, for some people. There were I saw a couple people that brought their dog there. I think you're only allowed to bring your dogs to certain sanctioned areas.
I don't know if
the beach that I was at was allowed, but there are some people breaking the rules. I'm no snitch.
I'm glad.
As long as your dad dogs being cool and chill, I don't give a fuck.
I wanted to talk about friend of the show Rupert Murdoch announcing his retirement. And that's big.
That old turtle.
One of the greatest turtles of all time. A real dynasty leader. Rupert has decided to step down from his position. I'm sure some people are taking the news hard. All you Fox News lovers. You know, I don't think the output's going to change too much. But the real question is, when are we going to get Donald Trump?
Yeah, but for Lachlan Mafia, this is a big day.
Yeah, for Lachlan.
All my Lachlan guys that have been holding true.
For my Lachlan hive that knew this day
Lock
would
City,
come.
Bitch. Lock City, bitch.
Can you imagine being a sibling in a family like this where you just, all you're doing is waiting for your dad to die and you don't really know who's going to get it, you know? And Lachlan, who is he was the front runner for me. He didn't start a hip hop label. And he's not a woman, so I guess that's why Rupert chose him.
Yeah, he shouldn't. He fumbled that Raucous Records. It makes sense, but when I saw this headline, after everyone, you know, I don't know, you don't follow The Onion, but they had a funny headline involving Russell Brand that says, like, Nation could have sworn Russell Brand was a convicted sex offender already, kind of thing.
Saw that.
With Rupert Murdoch, we've seen Succession, we've seen the documentaries, the Netflix series, the whole thing. And it's kind of like, hey, he's finally seceding his position, and everyone's like, oh, that's, you guys are still talking about, like, we totally don't give a fuck who runs any of, like,
oh,
we don't care about any of this.
Not true at all. That is not true at all. This is huge news for people that, I mean, it's not huge news. I mean, this doesn't affect us in any way, but it's huge news only because, like, that much power for that long is pretty staggering.
Sure.
But most people, because they're dumb, would rather watch the TV show version, and that, because that's more fun than to kind of follow the real version.
And you love following that saga in real time.
I do. I remember
you've been doing it for decades now. It seems.
I remember we were on a plane and we were watching one of the documentaries, and for whatever reason, like the third episode wouldn't start. Like it was like a malfunction on the TV. Oof. On the plane, and I was losing my fucking mind. I'm like,
you have to fix this. Your shit.
I about lost my shit. No one helped me.
Reset the system.
They love to reset the system. It usually doesn't work. They didn't blow in the cartridge. They didn't go above and beyond. But
let's put this bird down.
I was able to view it at a later date. So, you know, congratulations to Rupert on an illustrious career for owning all the newspapers that lean right wing, and you know, it's
Rupert
funny.
Rupert Murdoch, suck my dick from the bank.
Going,
Rupert Murdoch.
It's going to Australia so soon.
Ho-ass.
So it feels, I don't know, it feels like it's meant to be. Maybe we'll see him on the beach.
You feel like it was, you're making this his resignation about you somehow. Wow.
No, not about
Chris Black.
Not about me. I think about us.
Oh, okay. That's nice. Don't flip your little shit on me. I don't fall for your little tricks like all your other little friends. Okay.
You do actually, and thank God.
No. I let you think that you're manipulating me, but no. But that's a whole other episode. That's a Patreon episode. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, that's behind the paywall. I wanted to also talk about Sophie Turner and Joe Jonas, because you know they're getting divorced, and Joe Jonas came out swinging with like stage paparazzi pics of him with his children.
He finally came out,
and she set in the cut quiet. And then just hit Via Carota with Taylor Swift, who is one of Joe's exes as well, and one of the most powerful clapbacks I've ever seen from a celebrity. It's genius. Chess, if you will.
whose idea do you think it was?
Well, because I think Taylor Swift is a cold-blooded killer.
Was it Rupert's last dance? It was Rupert's last dance before he hung his saber up.
Rupert was like, look, I have one more play. I have one more strategic move that I have to enact before I leave Fox News Corp. Mm-hmm. And that is to get Taylor Swift and Sophie Turner to Via Carota for a nice light Italian meal. And we have to call the paparazzi.
Lachlan's like, so I'm thinking Balthazar. And he's like, shut the fuck up. Via Carota. And they're like, slow clap. That's why the old man still got it. He's the best.
He still got it. But yeah, it's amazing to watch, because everyone was like, why is Joe doing this? This is going to not end well for him. But there was like kind of a down week where nothing happened. And then her and Taylor went skipping for pasta. And I think Joe's having a tough time.
She was looking good too. Sophie looking good.
She doesn't really do much for me. But I don't really know why she's famous. Like, is she in Game of Thrones?
Yes, Game of Thrones.
Okay, that's why. I know she's very famous, but I knew it was a show that I had never seen
before.
Yeah,
it doesn't, you don't swim in the elfin or the gnome worlds of fantasy, so it's falling on deaf eyes for you, unfortunately. But, I mean, I've never watched Game of Thrones either, but I'm familiar with it, with her work.
I put this on Twitter last night, but I wanted to bring it up because it's, you know, you created, or at least in my mind, you created a piece of nomenclature that we've added to the How Long Gone universe, and that is spelling bro with an E.
How an Australian might phonetically spell it.
Yes. It felt Australian. B-R-O-E. Last night, I got here. I got in the Tacoma from Hartsfield-Jackson, drove straight to Elmira to get a burrito. I walk into the bathroom before I'm leaving. Someone has tagged bro in the Dim Jeans spelling on the bathroom, on the, you know, above the toilet.
I don't know what you're talking about, officer.
I was just stunned to see this. You know what I mean? Does that make you feel, did you invent this? Did you steal it from somewhere? How do you feel about, because I know you come from a graffiti background. Do we have to break this guy's spray fingers? Are we going to let this go? How do you feel about it?
I'm okay with it. I mean, obviously there's no way of tracing back who the first person to spell bro with an E at the end. And even if you were the first person, if that is a title that you would want to publicly claim,
yes, yes, sure.
You know what I mean.
Yes, of course.
So there's never any way of knowing. But let's. I didn't invent it. Did I perfect it? Yeah, of course. But
okay.
I mean,
you perfected,
it's anyone's guess.
You perfected it, and yet you're right. So no one wants to kind of take claim and plant their flag, saying I spelled a word wrong first. That's not something people are competing for.
No, it's not. I spelled the word wrong. It's I fixed a word that nobody knew. needed to be fixed.
Sure, no one was trying to fix it, but you did the unthinkable, and you went in and kind of did the work.
Yeah, yeah. It's like sometimes I think about this with you brought up the dogs earlier, like when you're like walking around New York or something like that, and you see like a squirrel come out of a park and go walk up and eat like a piece of pizza, and this squirrel has done nothing but eaten.
Sure.
Pine cones and twigs and berries his whole entire life, and now he gets to eat food with salt on it, and he's like, oh, I used to think that food was sick. Holy shit. Have you tried salt? You know what I mean? Like, just to think of what that must feel like for the first time. And it was like that when I realized you could put an E at the end of bro and it doesn't change the pronunciation whatsoever. It adds a letter, good for Scrabble players, and yeah, it just makes it infinitely, it's just effortlessly chic and cool.
It's just cooler. I don't know, and I've begun to spell it that way as often as I can, and I feel like it's picking up steam. Mm-hmm. Obviously, it's crossed over.
It's a reverse the Facebook is what it is.
Yeah, you're right. Wow.
Not everyone knows you can go the other way.
You're a surgeon with it, TJ. I forget. I mean,
who innovates the innovators, right?
I mean, that's a real question. We need to.
It's his eye.
We need to figure that out.
Yeah, so yeah, I guess I was in Newport Beach yesterday having some sort of beer named after a saltwater fish.
Uh-huh.
At a place called Gulfstream, which is the Orange County version of Houston's.
Okay,
it's a little like yacht life.
Yeah, okay. Salt life or yacht life or maybe a mix.
It's a little outside of the salt life.
Okay.
Tax bracket.
Okay.
It's a step above.
Okay.
It ain't no Tommy Bahama, okay?
Okay.
It's Tommy Got Bucks is what it is. Tommy Bahama stepped his little money up is what it is. And
yeah, that's called Jimmy Buffett, but go ahead.
I don't know. But Jimmy Buffett, but there's a dress code.
Okay.
Okay?
How does that work? Okay, okay. I mean, I think, yeah, Jimmy ain't putting a shirt on for anybody. Rest in peace to the god.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No shirt, no shoes. There is a problem. and I realized I was in... I mean, I've never felt so foreign or so out of place in my own hometown. I'm sure you feel this way sometimes when you're back home visiting Tejas. But I was thinking, like, nothing really alters their life whatsoever. Like, living in this bubble, it's such an amazing ignorance is bliss kind of thing where there really are no problems whatsoever there. I'm starting to see it deeper, and it's like people who will... interrupt a conversation about like seed funding rounds to show you a video of a guy like doing a wheelie, and everyone's like, it'll be like billionaires,
yeah, no, for sure,
who yeah. gather around, smoke cigars, and like look at like motocross videos.
Yeah, there's
and it's like, where does the money come from? Nobody does anything.
They're all builders. The way that kind of suburban redneck leaning people make money is building homes. That's my number one. Yeah. They own construction companies. The truck is $150,000. They paid for their wife's tits, hair, eyelashes, etc. It's a good life if you can mm-hmm. live it. Atlanta's a little different because it's like a bigger. It's not. I don't know. I mean, I know exactly what you mean, but I think that Orange.
You guys have black people. That's why it's different.
I mean, that is true. And I also think Orange County is just a very special, specific kind of paradise.
Yeah, I'm just wondering what the East Coast version of it is because it's just so. It's like this
Florida.
I mean, it's like Disneyland.
Florida. There's parts of Florida that
yeah,
are
I guess
that.
Florida.
There's parts of Florida like that. Yeah. We do have a guest today.
It's twisted.
We have a guest today. He's from he's actually from North Carolina, my southern brother.
Yeah.
Glaive is his name. He is a musician, a young guy. This might be our youngest guest, 18 years old. An 18-year-old. He's barely legal. His debut album, I Care So Much, I Don't Care At All. Came out on Interscope.
He probably has more tattoos than we do.
He definitely does. He's really. I know he's a big gamer, and I know he loves Taco Bell. So we have a lot to talk about. hold on. We ain't ready for you yet. So let's give him a jingle and find out what his late night order is. Hey, Jason. We all know there are things in life that you have to compromise on. You're eating at restaurants you don't want to eat at all the time to appease myself and others.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to your health, there's no compromise. So don't go back to that one doctor who used your appointment to catch up on the latest headlines, their family group chat, their crossword puzzles, just because they're available right now or because they take your slightly sketchy insurance. Instead, check out ZocDoc, the place where you can find and book doctors who will make you feel comfortable, listen to you, and prioritize your health. And you can search by location, availability, and insurance, so literally no compromises here, because with ZocDoc, you've got more options than you know.
ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare highly rated in-network doctors very close to you and instantly book appointments with them online. Just like when I'm looking for new shoes on my sites, you can filter specifically, see which doctors take your insurance, located near you, maybe find a doctor that's far away from you for personal reasons you don't want to disclose.
I use ZocDoc, and you should too.
Go to ZocDoc.com/howlong and download ZocDoc for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/howlong. ZocDoc.com/howlong.
How Long Gone is brought to you by Nutrafol. As you know, hair thinning is quite complicated. Like your skin, hair is a reflection of your health. And internal factors can impact the way your hair looks, feels, and most importantly, grows. Nutrafol's whole body approach multi-targets underlying root causes like stress, hormone fluctuations, and nutrient gaps for visibly thicker, stronger hair.
Go ahead, give it a tug. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth suppy, with over 1 million people seeking thicker, stronger, faster growing hair with considerably less shedding. Thank God. Take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair for a limited time. Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month's subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code How long? All one word. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and stylists and professional stylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol. I got Raf on the nut.com promo code How long? That's Nutrafol.com promo code How long?
First and foremost, your kind of Zoom handle, it claims to have your social security number. Is this your real social security number they're displaying for us?
I did that when I was like 15, so I don't know. I don't know what my social security number is, to be honest.
Okay, so you don't, yeah, somebody else has to kind of handle that for you, I feel like.
Yeah, definitely. I learned how to cook. Like, I learned how to make like chicken like a week ago, so I don't know. Like, social security number is like not really in my ballpark yet, but one day.
Sure. Uh-huh. What? Okay. So what? Let's walk us through the kitchen, the chicken preparation. Jason's kind of a chef himself, so he might be able to give you some notes if you need help.
I'm about to Gordon Ramsay your little ass.
Okay. So I got to do a little background. So I recently just started. I just got my first ever girlfriend, and she's like, okay. This really makes me sound young as fuck. But I learned. She likes cooking.
It's okay.
And I went to the grocery store. It's called Ralph's. I don't know if they have those everywhere, but they have them in LA.
Sure.
I stay at Ralph's. Dead ass.
Bro, it's so good. Dude. It's like, because I've been to Erewhon. I don't know. This is like a really fucking stupid thing to say, but I like thought everything was really expensive. Like, I've never bought. I've never purchased groceries before. So I imagine
it is very expensive. You're not wrong.
Erewhon is the most expensive grocery store in America.
It's not quite as expensive as I thought it was. Like, I thought all groceries were going to be like $80, but it turned out to be like 20 or 30, which was like chiller, but still like kind of crazy. Like, I just bought a Gatorade at this hotel in Cincinnati for like $5. Like, what the fuck? Like, that literally, it doesn't make sense. But okay, back to cooking.
Hotels, man. Well, back to cooking.
Back to cooking. I was just like, I need to learn how to cook. Like, I don't know. It's kind of grounding. We made like rice and chicken and like tomatoes, peppers, onions. Then we made cookies after. I don't know. It was pretty good.
Wow. This is very quaint. Now, was she kind of leading you through this process, or were you guys on YouTube?
She was okay. Like, let's think about it. Think about it like this. Like, I was like the details, and she was big picture.
Okay. Sure. Yeah.
I was like, okay. I was like the one that was like cutting shit, but she was like, you put the rice on for this long.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Maybe I was doing the heavy lifting and I was the brawn, she was the brain.
She was the director, yeah. And you were the actor is what it sounds like.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Damn straight.
Goddamn straight. Oh, that's good. So, and you didn't fuck up the chicken? It didn't make you sick? It was yummy?
Oh, I mean, it was pretty good. I mean,
Okay.
I did it right before I left for tour, and I like haven't been sick at all. Like I've been singing good, so like I think there was no sort of negative repercussions.
So you're good. Okay, so you haven't thrown up and you can sing. So that's kind of all you need, really.
I mean, honestly, making rice is hard as fuck.
It wasn't really that hard. You just put it in the water. It was pretty chill.
And I know. Well, rice is one of those things. There's a lot of food things in the world. As you get older and get more experience in the kitchen, people will say that like the best way to tell somebody's skill is like tell them to make an omelet, like a plain omelet, because it's all technique. And it's kind of similar with rice. Like anyone can make it, but to make it like perfect is like a very impressive, difficult skill that takes, you know, a lifetime of experience.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm not really going for perfect rice. I'm more going for edible.
Like, okay, sure, not- sure.
As long as I can eat it.
Okay.
Can you eat it? All right.
Put like lime in it and like cilantro or something.
Yeah.
Chipotle style.
Yeah, it tastes like chipotle rice.
Good,
bruh.
Oh, perfect. Okay, so that's what you guys are trying to mimic, some flavors that you recognize.
Mm-hmm, exactly. Damn straight.
Okay, and then when you and your new girlfriend are cooking, is this all for you, or is this also for a little social media content?
No, we don't. I don't. I mean, I put it on my story, but like,
okay,
didn't do it. Like, we weren't. I don't know. I'm not like a TikToker or anything. Like, I don't really give a like. No, I guess I need to know what I'm eating, bro.
Okay. Okay.
Not like that.
All right.
They don't need to know what you're eating, but they would like to know.
That was the thing.
Some of them would, bro. They're freaks. Yeah. They probably like a whole lot more too.
They probably would. No, you're probably right. And those.
What if you took those shoes off while you cooked that rice?
I know.
You know, something like that.
I know, bro. Or I like I don't
let them breathe.
Yeah, exactly. They're freaks. Hella freaks. Oh my god. So I'm on tour right now, and the van that I'm in is like everyone is leaving right now without me. And it's kind of crazy. It feels weird. I get special privileges because I'm on this podcast.
Well, it's because you're the star is why you get special privileges. It's not because of this podcast.
No. It's because of this podcast.
Are these guys your friends, or are they hired help?
Well, I don't know. I guess both. I definitely pay them. They definitely get money, but I would say they maybe started off as hired help.
Okay.
Are you talking about like your like who's opening for you, or are you talking about like crew and tour managers and shit like that?
It's all me this time.
Okay.
It's all like before we've done it with the openers in the van, but this time it's like all like the guy who does the fucking, I don't know, they all have like job titles, but like I just think of him as the guy that moves the stuff on stage, and then the tour manager, and the guy who plays the guitar, and then the guy that plays the drums, and then the merch guy. There's lots of guys.
Sounds like there's a lot of guys.
Yeah.
The guys, very guy-centric tour. But it's cool.
Yeah, that's kind of what happens if you're living in a van. Is the van nice? Do you feel comfortable there? Have you made it home? Or are you kind of having to charge your switch somewhere else?
I really don't like it very much. There's a really good song by Bomb the Music Industry called, what's it called? That's some old music shit, but it's called... It's called Future 86. And it goes, he says my whole life sentence in the van. And right now that's how I feel. Because that van is uncomfortable as fuck. But it's chill. I don't know. We get through it. It's just for driving.
Yeah, you get to go to places like Cincinnati. This is what you were dreaming of, I'm sure.
Cincinnati's like the mecca of the the world, basically. It's the cultural meeting grounds of every great artist.
It is.
And thinker of the last
It's the intersection of
where all the greats of the world go to.
Where all the greats. So is this you've been on tour before, or is this your first tour as well?
People be asking me that, bro. I'm not like 12, I'm like 7. I've been on like, this is probably my fifth or sixth tour.
Really?
Bro, you're literally 18. I thought you'd maybe done one. I didn't think you'd done five or six.
I toured first when I was 15, but that was only like 7 or 8 shows. But I don't know. That sounds like a tour to me.
it's not a tour.
Yeah, that counts.
Only on the weekends. That was like probably the easiest thing I've ever done, because that was only on the weekends because I had school. The first real tour I did was last year in February, and that was like 20 shows. And then I opened last year, and then I toured I've done five in total, I think is the number that we're sticking with.
It's impressive.
Yeah, did
bro.
You like opening, or was that like more work than I mean, was worth? Who were you opening for?
I was opening for my friend, so I really did enjoy it. Oh, okay. His name's Leroy, the kid Leroy.
Oh yeah, we know the kid Leroy. That seems like a good tour to be on.
Yeah, he was a beast, bro. It was in Europe. I'd never been to Europe, so it was like, I don't know, it was beautiful. Neither of us had been to Europe, so we were just like, this is cool as fuck.
Well, he's similar in age to you, right? Like you guys are like peers.
Yeah, he's a little older, but the same. Yeah,
that's
same
great. Like, two young, successful, good-looking guys discovering Europe together. Mm-hmm. Sounds like mm-hmm. Call Me by Your Name, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, we got gay, bro. It was what. That's what that.
No, that's. I mean, that honestly sounds like a dream because he's. I mean, he's pretty big in Europe. I would assume.
Bro, damn, he's pretty big everywhere. He made the biggest song ever.
That's what I thought.
He made the biggest song ever. Like that's.
The shows were good, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, they were crazy. I mean, motherfuckers, like because we were going to some places where it's like you've never heard a Glaive song in damn fucking where we were. Like we were in like some small towns in Amsterdam, but like kids were super receptive and it was really fun. And he's like. I don't know. He's a really nice guy, and I felt very blessed.
That's great.
You were blessed.
That's great.
It was awesome. It was awesome, man. I had a good time.
Well, I've been listening to the album ever since we booked you, and I gotta say it's really good. I'm impressed, man.
Thanks.
Well done.
Thank you. We tried.
Yeah, I like it too, and I feel like it's you know what it is, man. It's refreshing to hear some hits. You know what I'm saying? Because most people in your generation want to make vibes, and you said, no, I'm putting my foot down. Here's a chorus, and you should sing along to it.
Well, that's the goal. I don't really give a fuck about vibes.
Same. My man.
I don't like slow music. That's probably the main thing. I just don't really like slow music. Like, it's kind of boring.
So we're not gonna get your kind of shirt-off ballad anytime soon? You're just going to keep giving us bangers?
Probably not.
Bangers.
Like, maybe you'll give me, like, singing over an acoustic guitar. I just don't like... I just never listen to R&B music.
Sure.
Ever. That's, like, the main mm-hmm. sort of indicator if you're going to make, like, slow music. Like, at least if you're trying to make, like... modern contemporary music, have it be like R&B or something, or like soul or slower. But like all the music I was listening to was like either pop or like really aggressive like guitar music. So kind of just that's just kind of what I've been raised on. So it kind
of
makes sense.
What's an example of really aggressive guitar music for you?
Well, I just started listening to this band. I started listening to this one song by Hot Mulligan this morning, which I thought was really aggressive guitar music. I don't know. I like my favorite band ever is Modern Baseball. So if you know
your favorite band ever is Modern yeah. Baseball. And you've
is
heard,
that like really is that you, cringe? Am I cringe?
No. It's interesting. It's just interesting because it's like that. That's a band that like I'm aware of, but I don't know much of. You know, because it was short lived, right?
Yeah, it was really short lived. They don't do any shows. I really want. The lead singer follows me on Instagram, which is cool. I like want to talk to him, but I don't really know how. But yeah, I love sad music. Really, that's like kind of the whole thing. Like
me and you both. Me and you both, King. Me and you both.
Even when I was damn, that's what's up, bro. I just sometimes want to listen to music and be depressed. That's my whole shit. But even when I was younger, I was listening to like slowed in reverb like Skrillex songs. So it's like I've always been like searching for emotionality in music, and Modern Baseball is like the saddest music ever.
It is sad. That really is an interesting example because I feel like a lot of people have not heard of that band. But it's like, do you know the band Pine Grove?
Oh my God, Pine Grove was my most streamed band this year, I think, other than 1975. So yeah, I love
it's Pine a Grove. Similar kind of thing to me where it's like Pine Grove is something that like I didn't really know about, and but it is people are diehards and beloved.
Yes,
they're beloved.
Dude. I love fucking. I just yeah, that's like another very good. You're right, a very good example of just sad fucking music. It's just really depressing, but it's really good. It's very well written, and it makes me. Makes me feel, it's very soulful, I guess is probably a good way to put it.
It is well written. No, I agree. I mean, we listen, Jason and I listen to it. There's a lot of music like that we listen to growing up. It reminds me of a lot of Jason, a lot of like the Jade Tree
yeah.
kind of band, you know, like Captain Jazz, Promise Ring, like all that kind of stuff is what it feels feels similar to mm-hmm. me.
It's some sad pussy ass music, but it's good.
Exactly. Exactly.
Facts.
So who would you rather do a song with, Skrillex or 1975?
Who would I rather do a song with?
We can plug you in. We can plug you in. You got to pick. This is kind of a make a wish for you. So you got to choose.
Damn.
You got to choose.
I've been wanting to make a wish for a minute. I probably do.
You really use a wish right now.
I feel like I could swing a Skrillex song. I'd like be happier if I made a song with Skrillex. But like I like the 1975.
Okay.
think it's cool.
Sure.
But they both follow, like, but like Maddie and Skrillex follow me on Instagram. So maybe I'll plug y'all in.
Why aren't you hollering it? So if you want to make a song with somebody, do you just DM them and say, let's get in the lab? Or are we let's get in too the nervous? Lab. Are we too nervous?
I say, I'd say, let's get in the lab. That's exactly what I said. Good data. I don't make songs with people. I've never put out a song really with like a feature, but I don't know. If I ever did, I'd probably be like, I don't know, it's kind of cliche, but I'd be like, let's get in the lab. You know what I mean?
No, I guess so. You've never done, but you've worked with people like writing wise.
Of course. Yeah. I did a song with, I have a lot of songs with my friend Eric, and like I've done a few random things, but like in the recent times, no, not really. I just like, I make music by myself or with like one guy. So it's like, I don't know. I feel like it'd be a bit weird if I was with hella guys, because I'm always with hella guys.
Sure, sure. So you're saying that you'd rather be alone than with hella guys when it comes to creating.
Yeah, facts. Exactly. Okay. But I mean, look. Like, that might change as I get older.
I mean, I feel like you, because you started making music alone, that's just how you feel comfortable.
Yeah, I do. I agree. I mean, I've been to like the studio before, like, I don't know. It's just, it's kind of weird. It's like, I don't know. Why would I be at this? Like, who, why am I at the studio? You know what I mean? Like, what the fuck is going on?
Your house has all the stuff that you need. No reason to leave.
Yeah. Well,
are you Ableton, bro?
Everywhere does. I'm not on Ableton. I'm on fucking, I'm on FL Studio.
Real shit.
Oh, the worst DAW ever. And I just record on a little microphone and a Focusrite interface.
Wow.
It's pretty, I'm a pretty simple guy.
Yeah, sounds like
when it comes down to it.
Can you, Jason, damn, can you tell me what that program is? I've never heard of it before.
You've never heard of FL Studio?
Fruity no. Loops.
Oh, it's Fruity Loops. Oh, okay. Okay. I didn't know the short form. I apologize for that. Any confusion.
No, it's all good.
It's all good.
So you've never had to like book your own travel or anything like that, right? You have like a full team that does everything like that for you?
Yeah. Does that make me part of the bourgeoisie? Does that make me 1%?
No, not at all.
I've never. No. I mean, just like by the time I was doing stuff with music, like by the time I was touring, I had like an agent and I had a manager and I had a tour manager and I had all these
sure
people around. So it was just like, no, I've never booked my own flight ever. I mean, just like, I mean, I'm the one paying for it, if that's any consolation.
Of course. But. Well, I mean, when I was your age, I had not done it either. So it's all good. It's all normal. To me, it's just interesting because you kind of went from being a young child to going on tour and having an agent instantly. Like, you don't go through those stages of doing like backyard house shows and, you know, playing for five people in some coffee shop for tons of years and then getting to that place. Like, you just came out of the gate ready to go, right?
Yeah. I mean, it was just COVID and it was just like, I couldn't do like small shows. And by the time I was like, the first show I ever did was on Melrose, which is kind of embarrassing.
On Melrose, like the street in LA?
Mm-hmm, on the street. Not like, it wasn't like on the street. It was like in a place.
Okay.
In a room on the, I don't know how to describe it, but it was like 100 people. 200 people, maybe.
That's still a good, better place to start than most. Than most get to.
Yeah, definitely. I agree. I mean, I would have loved to be in a band, but like, there's no bands in North Carolina. Like, nobody. You don't make bands, really.
So you're saying in beautiful Hendersonville, you didn't have like a squad of fellow musicians looking to create with.
Fuck
you.
No, dude. All we got out there is fucking like meth. Like, there's nothing out there.
Sure.
We have nothing. We got Publix. I don't know. It's like, there's like, maybe there is, and maybe they just didn't introduce themselves to me. But like, my town is very sort of like, you get a job and you get married to the girl you dated in high school. And like, mm-hmm. I don't know, very small Southern.
On a Friday night, you can pick up a mellow mushroom.
Yeah. It's very
smoke
like,
some weed.
Go sit in the parking lot of Walmart for hours, like, and talk. It's like not,
yeah,
there's really not much like creative things going on, because it's not a very inspiring place other than the fact that it's beautiful. Like, there's nothing else happens.
It
is beautiful.
Did you go to school, or were you just on the computer doing your thing?
Did I go to school?
Like, did you ever? Yeah, well, I'm saying like high school. Did you go to high school, or did you not? Were you homeschooled?
So here, I'll give you the whole genesis of my life. I lived in Florida for a while, and I went to school there. And then we moved to North Carolina, and I went to like middle school in North Carolina. And then ninth grade, halfway through it, COVID happened.
Yeah.
And I started making music. And then by the time I went back, I was like, didn't really care about school because I was like, oh, I'm dope now. I'm awesome. I'm like, I'm sick as fuck. Like, I make music.
Mm-hmm.
And I had like 120 absences my junior year, which was last year, I guess. And so I stopped going in person. And I only had one class left to graduate. And I did it last month. And I graduated last month from high school. Damn. But from like home.
So school, you have a high school diploma. That's great. That's good. That's yes. I'm proud of you because I definitely would not have finished. Was this parental pressure or did you want to do this?
100%. I never would have finished if it wasn't for my mom telling me. Okay. I would have graduated when I was 16. So I was one class away when I was 16. And by the time I was 18, I was still one class away. So I just like had to knock it out. It wasn't very difficult. We kind of like, I don't know if y'all know this, but when you do homeschooling, you can really say whatever you want. And if you like kind of look like you did something, they'll let you in. So they let me through.
Okay.
So I kind of did math. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, you seem like an intelligent, well-spoken person for your age. So, I mean, you're not like just some complete idiot, you know?
Yeah. I can't speak on it, but I hope not. I'm trying not to be a fucking moron.
No, that's true.
I can't speak on it. That is okay. So, but now we have a friend in common actually.
Uh-huh.
Alex that works at Interscope. And he was telling me that you have kind of a, when we talked about this at the beginning, but you have a kind of effed up diet. Is that fair to say?
Yeah. I mean, it got better, especially like the last week I was in LA, I was like cooking a lot, but yeah, I spent like, this is kind of crazy, but I think I spent like 20K on DoorDash last year, which was fucked. Like actually so fucked. But yeah, I just ordered a lot of fast food.
So you spent 20 bands on DoorDash and you're not even getting, you're not getting Nobu, you're getting like Wendy's.
Oh, I'm getting like Taco Bell. Some days I'm getting like sometimes I'll like splurge and get like Jones on Third, which is in LA.
Okay. Okay. King, go off.
What do you get at Jones on Third, bro?
What do you get at Jones on Third? What's your order there?
Ooh, every morning I would get this like the New York sandwich. I don't really know what it is, like bacon, egg and cheese. Pretty chill, normal. I'll get a cookie and I'll get a chamomile tea. I fucking love tea now. That's okay, like a new thing for me.
So you're starting the day with a bacon, egg and cheese, a cookie and a chamomile tea.
Yeah, you don't gotta say it like that though.
I mean, I have no choice. It's just,
it kind of sounds like a thought breakfast. I like it.
Bruh,
the tea makes it kind of slutty.
Yeah,
bro, that's like a cookie, like Cookie Monster fucking like sweatpants breakfast.
Cookie Monster sweatpants activities going on right there, bro.
The best way to learn a language? Immersion. Living where the language is spoken and using it every day. But if that's not in the cards this year, you can still learn a language the second best way, and that's with Babbel. 1 in 5 Americans have learned a new language on their bucket list. If that's you, make 2024 the year you finally check it off your list with Babbel.
Chris and I are going to the country of Georgia in a month or so, and they have a very unique language, and I will be using Babbel to try and just get a little bit of action so I can know how to order my cold brew lattes and things like that in a way that's actually science-based. Don't spend hundreds of dollars for private tutors or waste hours on apps that don't really help you speak the language. Use Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons. They're handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new lingo in as little as 3 weeks.
Here's a special limited-time deal for our listeners. Right now, get 55% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/howlong. Get 55% off at babbel.com/howlong, spelled babbel.com/howlong. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Babbel.
Okay, so you're saying that after this DoorDash, after your business manager was like, you know, he called you to the office and he's like, we can't spend this much at DoorDash, or did you have this realization yourself?
No, he's like, it's cool. Like I feel like I could swing that for a while. Some like blown bread on DoorDash. But I'm just like, I don't know. I feel like it's unhealthy. My brain, sometimes I'll be going through it and I'm like, most of the time it's probably just because I'd be eating fucking awful food all the time.
That is true. Sometimes the quality of food can affect, you know, kind of how your mind works. So if you stick to a more organic, healthy diet, who knows where you would go.
Yeah.
You know, it could be take you to the top.
Or it could take me to the bottom. I don't know.
Okay, so you're okay. But you don't, where do you live? Where do you live? Do you live with a homie? Like, do you have a house in LA? Do you live with your parents?
I don't really live anywhere.
Okay.
I mean, I've been on tour so much this year that it doesn't really matter. When I'm like in LA, I stay with my manager, like at his house.
Oh, I bet he loves that.
Yeah, bro. I don't. That's that. He's right there. He can manage me anytime he wants. And there's nothing I can do. But when I'm in North Carolina, my parents have a house. I don't know. This is crazy. I should never talk about this because it makes me look really bad. But I bought a house in North Carolina, but I'm renting it out. Like, I'm a landlord.
Damn. My G. Wow, he's got a real estate portfolio. This is.
Well, why do you say it make you look bad? Because young people think that landlords are bad.
Have you ever heard somebody be like hyped about their landlord? Like, there's nobody likes landlords. Like, and I don't want to be a landlord either.
But you can change. You can change that narrative, and you can be a cool landlord, right?
I mean, I don't even know. I don't even talk to the guys. Like, they met me. I met the guys who were renting my house in Asheville and like my hometown, mm-hmm. and they didn't know. Like, they just think my parents own it, and I'm like, all right, that's chill.
So you're telling me that you show up to meet your tenants. What were you wearing to meet your tenants?
Also, they didn't even know. Like, they don't know. They don't even know. Like, they don't know anything. I was just walking. No, we didn't even know. Okay, this isn't even planned. This is crazy. There's this restaurant in Hendersonville or in Asheville called Mila's Indian Restaurant. Best restaurant in North Carolina. Stamped. That place is crazy.
Okay.
And they're just walking by because my dad had just helped them, like, finish the paperwork,
okay,
and they're just walking by, and my dad conversates with them, and they don't even look at me, and I'm like, bruh, it's my crib. You're at my crib. Like, no disrespect, but I don't know.
Okay.
Nice landlord. Like, they can do whatever they want, really. Just like,
I'm sure you're a great landlord, but if I would walk past you on the sidewalk and not assume that you were the homeowner. You know, that's fair.
Yeah, that's fair. No, I completely get it.
But that makes you feel good, right?
Yeah. I mean, honestly, to be completely honest, I don't really care. Like, if I don't know, do whatever they want. I'm happy that they're like two guys and they live in the house and they have girlfriends. They just look real happy. And I'm like, cool. I can help you with that. That sounds nice.
Yeah, I can help you with that while profiting.
Taking your money.
nothing in this life is free. I want to know how much it costs to buy a house in Asheville.
Oh, bruh, don't even talk about that. It's cheap as fuck. It's like
a couple hundred.
Yeah, it was like a couple hundred.
And Asheville's, I mean, look, Asheville's beautiful. Like, I mean, I know you don't want to live there right now, but you might one day.
I definitely, hopefully, will. I love it there. If I could get like a wife or like a husband and then like hella friends and get them all to move out there, I would 100%. I love it out there.
Yeah.
It's just nothing happens. There's nothing to do.
Yeah.
If there was something to do, tough.
Love no, it. That's but I like that you now, who in your life encouraged you to buy this home, or was this just kind of you doing your thing? Cause you got a record deal. You're like, I should put this money somewhere.
My parents are very, I guess, fiscally responsible. Is that like a way to put it?
Yes. Yeah, for sure.
It's a perfect way to put it.
They're just like, they know that when you have money that you should put it towards things that will make you have more money in the future. And I don't know, they advised me that I should do it. They weren't like, you have to do this. They're very chill about it. And I was like, they advised me to do it when I was 16. And I was like, I don't want to do that. I don't really care. And to this day, I don't really care. Like, I didn't look at the house. They looked at it and they did all of it. They take care of it.
Sure. Yeah, sure.
I was just like, I don't care. Like, who cares?
Daddy just wrote the check. You let the employees kind of handle the dirty work.
Facts.
Yeah, I like that. I like your approach. I think it's cool.
So you were in a position to buy a home at 16.
I mean,
damn, bro.
I don't know.
Congratulations. It's impressive.
We try. I mean, I don't know. We're doing all right over here. I don't know. It was cool.
On this side,
we're doing all right. Well,
it's all good, man. It's all good over here. Like, come fuck with us. You know what I mean?
We're happy for you.
Were you making money like on SoundCloud and shit? Or
SoundCloud, this, no disrespect to people that run SoundCloud, but that is the worst music putting out platform in the world. You don't put it out there to make money, but I maybe made like a few hundred dollars in my entire SoundCloud career of music. But yeah, no. Like, through DistroKid, I was making more money.
Okay, so you were just putting the music. So before you signed to Interscope, you were just putting shit out on via DistroKid and all the streaming services and collecting checks.
Yeah, doing that. It was cool. I mean, I don't know. I don't really get money. Like, I don't care, to be completely honest. It's just like, I'm very privileged to be able to say that. But like,
what do you spend? What are you spending on besides the house and DoorDash?
Nothing. I have no real, like, I guess I buy like clothes every once in a while.
What's the whip game looking like?
It's non-existent. I got no car. I'd be Ubering. I guess I spend money on that, but I don't know.
Are you Uber Black at least, or are you in the Uber X?
Fuck no. I'm not. I'm a real cheap guy. I'm not Uber Black. Like I'm not. Bro, we're taking that. We're taking the Toyota Prius Uber. We're okay. taking the one that costs $12.
Okay.
And we're going.
Okay.
We're keeping it low. It's low stakes over here. I'm definitely not.
But do you think that this could change now that there's a special someone in your life that you might want to stunt a little bit more often?
She's broke as hell. So I'm not trying to be. I already know what's up. Like, you're broke. Like, you can't do this. Like, I don't know.
But did you meet her through friends? Was she aware of the music? Was she aware of the swag? Like, what is the?
I'd like to think she was aware of the swag, but I don't know. Okay. Do you want me to tell you the story?
Tell us the love story.
I would love to hear
the love story. Yes.
All right. So last year, while I was like finishing recording my album, I was like going really insane because I was like alone for a lot of it. I was just recording in this garage in Silver Lake alone for like days and days. So I would like get to the sort of peak insanity of like, I would walk up and down Melrose, like the end, kind of like where the nicer stores are, like near Beverly Hills. Mm-hmm. I'd walk up and down it. And then one time I was walking down this street, Melrose, and this girl like yells at me, and I'm listening to music so I don't hear what she says. And then she goes into this store, which is like a rug store on the fucking... the street. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, wow, she's wearing an amazing outfit. She looked really beautiful. So then I walk down the street and then I come back and I go into the store because I'm like, oh, well, she walked in here. She probably is in here. And she worked there. And I didn't say anything. And then I left. And then I put on my Instagram story. her name's Piper. Hey, if your name's Piper and you work at this rug store,
come get this dick.
Yeah, in fact, that's not the kind of what I said, like in sort of a sweeter. And then she texted me. She had my number because she checked me out. And I was like, okay. And then she was like, I have a boyfriend. And I was like, the fuck, bitch, don't talk to me. But I did say, if you ever don't have a boyfriend, to text me. And then like 3 months later, she didn't have a boyfriend. And this would have been like a few months ago. And then we've probably been dating now for like 4 months.
Okay.
I want to say.
Okay. So how is it going so far? Do you like being in a relationship? Is it a nice feeling?
Yeah, definitely a nice feeling. I don't know. I was a real loser when I lived in North Carolina. Like, I wasn't talking to girls or much really in my life. So it's definitely like a new experience. I've definitely never been in like a serious relationship.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I think it's going pretty well. I was just with her the other day. She came to one of my shows. So it was cool. I really do like her though.
No, I think this is great for you. And we all remember, you know, this period of our lives. So you need to make sure you enjoy it. You know, I know you have a lot going on, but this is some, you know, personal development stuff that you can't glaze over.
I'm trying to take it all in, but sometimes it'd be harder than others. But most of the time it's like, I don't know, I feel like I do a pretty good job at it, taking it all in, realizing that what one is living through right now is beautiful and special and should be treated as such.
Yeah, no, that's honestly, it's important. It's important.
So when you're on tour, how many shows does Piper go to?
Ooh, she's never been to like two in a row. She's only been to like one. She's been like one off. She was just,
sure.
She's from New York, but she lives in LA. So she came to the one in Worcester, Massachusetts. She did that. And then she was with her the day before in New York. And then, yeah, she came to the one in LA. But like, I don't think we're at the point of like, you should come on tour with me. I don't think I really would.
Smart.
Yeah, no.
She doesn't want that. And neither do you.
Yeah. It'd be like, difficult. You know what I mean?
You don't need all that stress when you're on tour, you know?
Yeah. I'm already like doing enough shit to... But I don't know. If she wanted to come, I'd be like, hell yeah, come. Like, if she doesn't want to, it's like...
Does she have a job still?
No, she just goes to school at the moment.
Okay.
She has, like, a job, but she works for this gay guy. And it's like, I don't know. I don't think she really likes it. Not because he's gay, but, like, she just doesn't like the job.
Sure. I figured it's
job
much.
Title? I work for a gay guy.
I work for a gay guy. I don't know. What do we do? I don't even know what he does, honestly. I can't figure it out. okay, so she's in school. You're on tour. This is great. That means she's got responsibilities. You've got responsibilities. This is helpful.
I don't know. I feel like it's pretty normal. I don't know. I live with like my manager and a few of the other people that are like real LA ass guys. And the way they talk about relationships is very strange to me. I was raised very North Carolina, like traditional, like you have a girlfriend and you date her and you don't like that's it. It's just that simple. Like, you don't do anything else. Like, there's nothing else to it.
You tell me Hollywood music managers don't think like that?
Bro, no, they're trying to have their cake and eat it too. It's whack.
I know.
In my opinion, but do whatever you want. It doesn't really bother me, but I just don't get down that way.
Welcome to the music business, baby. You're gonna have a long career.
I'm trying. I don't know.
Where are you, if you were looking for advice on love and kind of how to navigate this first relationship, who would you go to?
That's such a good question.
Machine Gun Kelly. Yeah,
no, he's giving me good advice. Okay. Lovely guy, actually.
Okay. Terms.
But he's actually giving me good advice, but not about this. I asked everyone on the last tour what love meant to them. Like, I just asked people that are around me. Like, I asked my manager. I have a day-to-day manager named Chris, who I talk to a lot. I asked him. I have a therapist. I asked her. Shit. I don't know. Just anybody I can ask questions.
Yeah, sure. No, that's good. I mean, that's the only way to learn is to ask questions. So I think it's a smart approach.
But did anybody ask you that question?
Oh, my definition of love is? Well, I didn't know. The question I think I was really trying to figure out is just like what love feels like. Mm. And everyone's a different answer. Everyone says, but I think the main sort of consensus that I gathered was that you just know when you know. Or it's felt when it's felt, or just sort of like it's obvious when it's obvious.
Yeah, it's hard. It is kind of hard to articulate, you know. But I think there are, that's definitely true. But I wish there was a more concrete answer. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And I think the part of the reason why love is such a beautiful thing is that you can't particularly put it into true words. Because that's why every song ever is about love, basically. But it's like they're all saying the same thing in different ways. But nobody, like, just the better the love song is, the closer to saying it in the truest way. But nobody ever gets it like 100%.
That's a great point. Thank you.
I'm trying to be more right these days. I don't know. I think love is crazy. I think I'm like getting there, which is exciting.
Yeah, this is big. Do you think this is going to? Do you feel like this is helping you make music or feel more creative, or do you think you're taking energy away?
Oh, that's such a good question. I mean, since we started dating, I've probably recorded like 12 or so songs. I think they've all been good. I don't know if it's hurting or harming.
Yeah.
I'd like to think that it's just like the same. It's like, I still like have problems.
Of course. Of course. How long have you been talking to your therapist?
I think I probably started like right before my album came out, like last April, maybe.
And was this something that you wanted to do? Was somebody suggesting it to you? Or
no, it's something that I want to do. Something that I've wanted. This is something I'm really very passionate about. Is that when you're in North Carolina, when you're 17, you can't get a therapist without going through your parents first. Like, your parents have to do it for you.
I didn't know that.
I really just didn't want my parents to do it. Like, even I was the one that was going to pay for it. I was like doing all the things, but your parents have to let you do it. And it really pissed me off. So I had to wait till I was 18 to like just do it myself. And I ended up doing it in LA anyway. Damn. But I've been doing it just because, like, I don't know. I don't really understand what's going on, like, in life.
Sure. Yeah. In your own head, you're like, I barely understand what's going on up here.
Yeah, exactly. Like, the only thing that I know is that I like music and I like doing that. So just like trying to figure out how to like exist in a way where I can continue to do that, I think, is probably what I've been doing. But I don't know. I think it helps, but maybe it doesn't.
I
think it definitely helps.
It'll help. Yeah, for sure. Especially, you know, most people come to that much later in life, you know, once there a lot of damage has already been done, you know what I mean? Whereas you're starting with a slightly cleaner slate, which I think allows kind of good behavior and good habits to be built.
Yeah, I'd like to think so, but I don't know. It's very, like, my family's, at least on my dad's side, and my mom's pretty full on it as well. It's very Hispanic, so it's just like very not normal, I guess.
Yeah, sure.
But the fuck, like, all the people that you're around in like music all talk about that shit super openly, so it just felt very natural to like start doing it. It didn't feel like as taboo as I think it would have felt as if I had stayed in North Carolina the whole time.
For sure that makes sense. I mean, I think that I'm in Atlanta right now, and I'm from the South originally, and I would say that there's definitely different stigmas attached to things depending on where you grew up, especially if it was here.
Yeah, I get that. You're in Atlanta? You're in the A?
I'm in the A.
You going to Magic City?
Well, funny you say that. No, We did go for Jason's bachelor party like only a few months ago, and it was a
Wait, are you married or are you about to get married?
I'm married.
Jason is married now. Yeah, he's married.
Oh,
so.
Congrats.
Hey.
Bruh, I've been trying to go to a wedding for so long. I've never been to a wedding or funeral, but I want to go to one so bad. Both.
Weddings are more fun. Weddings are more fun.
I've heard. But like, they're just such important thing.
So you really do love.
Bro, I'm so down with it. I'm so down to see the bros get married. You know what I mean?
Sweet. Sure. I spent my own money to fly to Italy to see my bro get married, and it was great. I have to say, I wouldn't change anything about it.
You got married in Italy?
Yeah, man.
Damn, bro, y'all getting too much money. Okay. Congrats, bro.
Oh, I wish that was the case. You have no idea. I wish that was the case.
It's going okay for a podcaster, any man.
I've heard it's like an age thing. Like at one point, I'll get to be old enough where like a lot of people I know will be getting married.
Yes,
but I'm not near there right now.
Yeah, when I was your age, I never went to a wedding.
No, when I was your age, I didn't. The other thing about weddings that you're going to find out though is that you're going to get to a point in the not so distant future where you don't want to ever go to one again because you've been to so many. And some are better than others.
I want to go to a Jewish wedding.
Yeah, same. I mean, same. They're always more fun.
Why do you want to go to a Jewish wedding? Just out of curiosity.
I don't know. I have a lot of Jewish. I have more Jewish friends than non-Jewish friends. So it just feels natural that I should experience that. I was excited because I thought I was going to get to celebrate Rosh Hashanah, but I was on tour, so it was fun. I'm not Jewish, by the way.
You know, I was feeling that way a couple years ago, where I was like, how come no Jewish homies have ever invited me to Passover or any of those things?
I know.
And whenever I ask them about it, they're like, you don't want to come. It's boring. It's like all these things. And I'm like, no, same. I want. They're like, the food's weird. I'm still waiting for the invite.
Yeah, me too. It's like, what are y'all hiding, bro?
I mean, I think that's I do wonder. I mean, I think there's a lot of stuff that we as outsiders wouldn't understand, which would make it fun for us, like a discovery element to things. But maybe the Jewish homies don't want to sit there and have to explain everything to your ass, you know?
I can get behind that. I emailed a few rabbis before I left LA because I was trying to go to a synagogue, but I was trying to be respectful about it. Like, I didn't want to just
bluff. You just wanted to check it out.
Yeah, I was trying to check in with
I emailed a few rabbis?
I was trying to check in, but none of them emailed me back.
Yeah, I don't think... So you...
Like it's gang territory. Like, hey, I'm gonna be in your city. I'm just checking in.
I'm just trying to
be respectful.
Like, I'm trying to make sure it wasn't. I have like a cross tattoo on my arm, and I wasn't trying to like pull up and have them be freaked the fuck out.
Right. Like, where are you from, cuz?
You just wanted to go. Yeah,
Christianity.
I wasn't trying to get jumped.
Okay, so you were trying to go to you were trying to go to a synagogue just to check out, basically to soak up the vibes.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really go to church like crazy often, but I've gone enough, and I think it's really interesting. Sure. I want to go to a mosque. I want to go to like all the places.
You want to see it all, how everybody does it.
Yeah, exactly. Like I might not be like the most super religious person ever, but like I'd like to at least experience it, especially if I have nothing to do on a Sunday or a Saturday. Bro, fuck it. I'll get down, bro. I'll put on a yarmulke or whatever I got to do, but. I'm just trying to see what's up.
I really, you know? Like this. You're just, okay, so you just have a lust for life. You just want to have the experience, understand what's going on, check it out, kick the tires.
Yeah.
No, I get it. Exactly. I get it.
Do you, are other people your age wanting to do this as well? Is there like is this like a trad Cath or trad Jewish kind of uprising going on?
Trad wife. I don't know. I don't can't say that I know too many people that are my age, like 18.
Yeah,
like,
I don't know. Right. What's the average age of the crew you're kicking it with? Like mid-20s?
Yeah, like 21, 22 maybe. Like the tour is older though. Like everyone's like 27. But I don't know. My girlfriend's 21. Should she be in jail? We could talk about it.
Should she be in jail? Up for discussion? I don't know.
I'm sure she loves that one.
I'm sure she loves that one.
She's not a big fan of the joke. But
do you party? Are you partying? Are you not partying?
No. Like I'm you're North not. Carolina, bruh. Like we don't have parties. We don't even know what that is.
So you're not drinking and turning up?
No, I don't. I've drank before.
Yeah,
like, obviously, but I'm not really into indulgence. To be completely honest, I don't like smoke, drink. I don't drink coffee. I don't really like, I don't want to be, my goal, my New Year's resolution was to not be addicted to anything. Cause I used to eat a lot of sugar. So I stopped eating sugar, but I don't know. I feel like I got enough problems going on in my life by myself.
Sure. No, we all do. We usually use,
I'm not trying to do any more.
We usually add those things to forget about the original problems. And then the thing we add becomes the problem, you know? So you're,
yeah, exactly.
That's usually what
My whole job in quotation marks, since I've been 15 has been to like think about my problems. So if I like did something that made me forget about them, I would I'd be an unemployed bum.
Wow. So, I've never heard it explained like that. And that does make perfect sense.
That's just how I think about it.
You need to remember all of your emo ass bitch ass problems because that's how you buy houses, baby.
Yeah, exactly. Like I'd be having a lot of like very unmeaningful thoughts and problems, but like, you never know. Maybe they'll matter at some point someday.
What is your, do you write stuff down all the time or do you like write stuff down when you're working?
No, I write stuff down all the time. I don't really like write lyrics. Like I don't write songs. I'll write down like a thought and then I'll like expand upon the thought.
Yeah.
During recording. I don't like sit there and like write whole fucking songs and like think about the fuck. Structure or anything. I don't know. That's how I've always been.
It's what's like, funny you say that because if you listen to the music, it sounds extremely pro as far as like structure specifically goes.
Thank you.
So yeah. I mean, is that just like, you think it's just natural for you then?
Or is that the ghost producer?
Yeah. Who's the ghost producer?
Bro, well, I did my whole album with this guy named Jeff, who's the best. I love that guy. And he like knows more about music than
damn,
me.
Shout out Jeff.
Word too, bro. He's the goat. He's Jewish too. But like even like the songs that I was producing myself, like I've always like, you need to have build up and tension and then a release and then build up again and tension and release, which just like naturally creates like the whole verse chorus thing.
Yeah.
Which is like how a lot of my songs are laid out. But I don't know. It's all kind of just like luck. I feel like I'm just like hoping and praying. I make a lot of songs and like most of them are bad. So, but hopefully like every like 50 songs I make, if 12 of them are good, then I've made an album.
You're good. So. Yeah, no. And do you think so? Because, you know, a lot of young cats, they don't think about albums. They just want to put out singles, you know, but you're an album guy.
No, I don't really care. I'm more of just like a music coming out kind of guy.
Okay, sure.
I just like want it to come out. Like if I could put out 12 singles in 12 weeks or have to wait like 5 months about an album, I'd rather do 12 singles.
Yeah.
No. I just want it to come out. I don't really care. Like who cares? Like if it's an album or if it's a fucking, I don't like, it's all just music.
It's crazy that it still takes so fucking long for music to be released when it's done being recorded.
It's just like, it doesn't need to. It just, people does. It doesn't.
I'm going to speak up. I'm going to speak up for Interscope right now. We need about 6 months to properly plan a rollout. So let's just remember that, fellas. Stop shitting on us.
Dude, they don't need jack shit, to be completely honest. If a song.
No, they don't. They don't.
It comes out and people are like, this song is good. That's all that matters. It doesn't matter if like.
Yeah.
It's on.
If it's good, stuff. It's a hit. If the song sucks, we forgot about it. On to the next one. And tomorrow there's a new.
I think that.
1,000 songs being released.
In your case. Or in a lot of, I think in a lot of cases now, it's like your audience is plugged the fuck in. If you put it on Instagram, they know it's out. Like they don't need to see a billboard. You know, there doesn't need to be, not an ad in Rolling Stone for this. If it makes the playlist and you put it on Instagram, we're kind of good to go.
Yeah, that's how I feel about it. Hopefully the next thing I put out, because like the debut album thing, like I guess was like kind of the whole, you got to do the whole thing. But like now it's like, it's out. Like, let's just put out the next thing. It's like, I don't know. I try not to think about it because at the end of the day, it doesn't really matter. Like, if it takes a year for the album to come out, it takes a year. If it takes 1 week, it takes 1 week. It's just the way that the world is set up. And I can't really have too much impact on it. It's just like.
Sure. No. So you got to let go and let God.
It's not your problem to think about.
Yeah, exactly. But I don't know. I'd like to do like my next stuff with like no singles, or, like no rollout. To like put it out. That would be nice.
Do you think you're going to go into the big studio, even though it's a waste of time and money, just for the vibes?
No, I mean, I'm recording after I get back from this tour, like 6 days after. We're going to Alaska to record. So,
have you been there before?
I've not. The guy who I did a few of the songs with on my last album, named Ralph Castelli, who's a lovely lad. He lives in Alaska. He's from Alaska, and he has a house. He built a house out there. So me, Jeff, and our friend John are going up there to record, which will be fun.
Alaska is one of the weirdest places I've ever been. It's I kind of like the idea of going to record music there.
Is it because like the light? Like, is the light what makes it weird?
Yeah, that's insane. But it's just so isolated, and everyone that lives there feels like they're on the run from something. Like, whether it's like the law or the IRS or just their own thoughts, it just feels like a place that you like escape to. Yeah. And it's just so singular that like I understand how it could be kind of inspiring to work there. Because there's nowhere like it.
Yeah, I'm excited to go. I mean, I've never been. The place we're going is called Hope, Alaska, which is really cool.
That does bode well for you. I feel like this could be good.
Like the name of a Bon Iver song. Ready to go, bro. Write that shit.
Yeah. All right, bring your gun, just so you know, because that basically the bears can pop out on you at any time.
So I've heard. Well, I don't have a gun to bring, but. The bro out there does. Bro out there has a shotgun. So
yeah, he's ready to rock. You don't need to bring. You can keep your shit at home. You got security, right? So you're good. How many guys you travel with? Two, three.
Security. That'd be so funny.
You need security. Like how tall are you? Because you're a thin little twig. But how tall are you?
Damn, I'm 6'4".
Oh, what? Bro, yeah, that tall, that skinny, you need security ASAP.
Bro, but like, who am I being secured from?
Nobody's I don't know, secured. Like screaming fans. You got 14-year-old girls coming to the shows, right?
Yeah, I guess, but like, the fuck, if I had to run the ones with a 14-year-old girl, I'd knock her out.
I mean, that's true, but security would be, especially because you don't drive, it would be really nice to have kind of a driver security combo.
Yeah, that'd be great. That'd be sick. But that's kind of like my manager, like my day-to-day manager. That's kind of that's our situation.
What kind of car is he pushing though?
Well, he lives in New York, so he doesn't have a car.
Okay.
He comes to LA, he'll rent like a Kia Soul.
Okay, so pull up in the Kia, take you guys to Ralph's.
Intimidating vehicle.
It's a movie. You know, life is too good.
It's too good. It doesn't even make sense.
All right, Chris, do you have any? I feel like we're good, right?
Yeah, we're great. Yeah, we really appreciate you. It was fun. And we'll talk to you soon, man. Have fun out there.
Of course. Have a good one, guys. Bye. Such a sad time like this. But if you never die, then you've